Good morning. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the World News. The headlines. US President Donald Trump announces ending Iran war within 2 to 3 weeks. World's largest and first digitally conducted census 2027 of India begins today. Indian origin translator Padma Vishwanathan shortlisted for this year's Booker Prize. 29 killed after Russian military plane crashes into cliff in Crimea. And in IPL cricket, Punjab Kings beat Gujarat Titans by 3 wickets in New Chandigarh. US President Donald Trump has said that the United States will end war on Iran within 2 to 3 weeks. We have a report.
Speaking to the press, Mr. Trump said that U.S. military's Operation Epic Fury will be concluded soon. Mr. Trump further said that U.S. wants to knock out every single thing Iran have before leaving the region. He also hinted at a possible deal before ending the war.
We're negotiating with them right now. Now, regime change was not one of the things I had as a... I had one goal. They will have no nuclear weapon. And that goal has been attained. They will not have nuclear weapons. But we're finishing the job, and I think within maybe 2 weeks, maybe a couple of days longer to do the job. But we want to knock out every single thing they have. Now, it's possible that we'll make a deal before that. But if they come to the table, that'll be good. But it doesn't matter whether they come or not. We've set them back. It'll take 15 to 20 years for them to rebuild.
Earlier, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said that America's mission from day one was crystal clear, that it is the final and best chance to wipe out Iran's threat for good, so they can never have a nuclear weapon.
This was our last best chance to eliminate that conventional threat, that conventional shield that they were trying to build, and the president made the right decision to wipe it out now. That is the goal of this operation, to destroy their conventional missiles and their drone program so they can't hide behind it and finally have to deal with the world seriously about never, ever having nuclear weapons.
Earlier in an interview to a news channel, Trump expressed frustration with international allies, saying they need to step up and take more responsibility for protecting the crucial shipping route Strait of Hormuz. He also pointed to a lack of military support from countries like the United Kingdom in the ongoing U.S.-Israeli conflict with Iran. He argued that nations relying on oil shipments through the region should take a more active role in keeping those routes secure. Renu Kataria for World News.
U.S. President Donald Trump has signed an executive order seeking to restrict mail-in voting, escalating efforts to tighten election rules. The executive order directs the Department of Homeland Security to work with the Social Security Administration to compile a list of verified U.S. citizens who can vote in every state. The order requires states to impose stricter regulations on mail-in ballots and directs the administration to compile a list of confirmed U.S. citizens eligible to vote in each state. The order follows repeated claims by Trump alleging irregularities in U.S. elections, which have not been substantiated. U.S. President Donald Trump plans to sit in during today's Supreme Court hearing of birthright citizenship, making him the first sitting president to attend oral arguments at the nation's highest court. The Republican president's official schedule sent out by the White House included a stop at the Supreme Court, where justices will hear Mr. Trump's appeal of a lower court ruling that struck down his executive order limiting birthright citizenship. The order, which Trump signed on the first day of his second term, declared that children born to parents who are in the United States illegally or temporarily are not American citizens. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar had a conversation with his Portuguese counterpart, Paulo Ranzil, last evening. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said both sides exchanged views on the West Asia conflict. He added they also spoke about further strengthening bilateral cooperation between India and Portugal. This is Akashvani and you are listening to the World News. We bring you top international news and updates from around the globe. The first phase of India's Census 2027, world's largest population census exercise, will begin from today. This will be the 16th census in the series and the 8th since independence. The census will be conducted in 2 phases. We have more from a correspondent.
For the first time, the census will be conducted digitally with the option of self-enumeration to be held from today till 15th of this month. House listing and housing census will begin from 16th April and will be carried until 15th May. The house listing will involve listing all buildings and structures and collecting information on housing conditions, amenities and assets. It will also include geotagging of buildings and assigning a unique identification number to each structure. 11 states and union territories, including Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Goa, Karnataka, Lakshadweep, Mizoram, Odisha, Sikkim, NDMC area and Delhi Cantonment Board of the National Capital will undertake the HLO process. The second phase, which is population enumeration, will be conducted during February next year. Caste enumeration will be part of the second phase of the census. The centre has approved an outlay of over 11,718 crore rupees for census 2027. The self-enumeration exercise is a secure web-based facility through which citizens will be able to directly enter their details online in 16 languages before the door-to-door survey. Registrar General and Census Commissioner of India, Mrityunjay Kumar Narayan, has assured that necessary measures for data security have been taken. He urged citizens to provide accurate and correct information to surveyors. With Rishu Jaiswal and Tripti Srivastava's report, Ashish Abraham, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said this decade is India's decade in the country's initiatives in technology, artificial intelligence, AI, semiconductors are going to benefit the entire planet. Prime Minister Modi said this after inaugurating the OSAT plant of Cairns Semiconductor in Sanand, Gujarat yesterday. He said India is emerging as a leading partner in the field of semiconductors.
21st सदी का ये कालखंड सिर्फ इकोनॉमिक कंपटीशन का समय नहीं है ये फ्यूचर के टेक लैंडस्केप को शेप करने का समय है इसलिए मैं इस डेकेड को भारत का टेकेड कहता हूं इस दशक में भारत टेक्नोलॉजी से जुड़े जो इनिशिएटिव ले रहा है वो आने वाले दशकों में भारत की लीडरशिप को सशक्त करेंगे अगर एआई एडॉप्शन के मामले में देखें तो भारत दुनिया में सबसे आगे है डिजिटल इंडिया की सफलता ये टेक्नोलॉजी पर भारतीयों के भरोसों को ही हम देख पाते हैं
इंडियन ओरिजिन पद्मा विश्वनाथन अ कैनेडियन अमेरिकन राइटर एंड ट्रांसलेटर हैज बीन शॉर्टलिस्टेड फॉर द इंटरनेशनल बुकर प्राइज 2026 शी इज अमंग दोज बीन शॉर्टलिस्टेड फॉर अ इंग्लिश ट्रांसलेशन ऑफ ब्राजीलियन ऑथर एना पॉला माइयास नॉवल ऑन अर्थ एज इट इज बीनीथ The shortlist of six books was chosen by the 2026 judging panel, chaired by award-winning author Natasha Brown, and includes award-winning Indian novelist and columnist Nilanjana S. Roy. Formerly known as the Man Booker International Prize, the honor is presented annually for a work of fiction that was originally written in a language other than English, then translated into English and published in the UK and or Ireland. A Russian AN-26 military transport plane has crashed into a cliff in Crimea, killing 29 people on board. Russia's defense ministry said the aircraft, with which communication was lost earlier, crashed into a cliff in Crimea Peninsula, killing 23 passengers and 6 crew members. As by an initial assessment, technical problems were believed to have caused the crash. Asian shares were sharply higher today after U.S. stocks soared to the best day since last spring on renewed hopes that the Iran war could end soon. South Korea's Kospi surged 5.2% to 5,312 in early trading, while Tokyo's Nikkei 225 rose 3.5%. In IPL cricket, debutant Cooper Connolly's unbeaten 72 runs helped Punjab Kings beat Gujarat Titans by 3 wickets in the fourth match of the tournament at Maharaja Yadavindra Singh International Cricket Stadium in Mulanpur in New Chandigarh last night. Cooper was declared player of the match. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. US President Donald Trump announces ending Iran war within 2 to 3 weeks. World's largest and first digitally conducted census 2027 of India begins today. Indian origin translator Padma Vishwanathan shortlisted for this year's Booker Prize. 29 killed after Russian military plane crashes into cliff in Crimea. And in IPL cricket, Punjab Kings beat Gujarat Titans by 3 wickets in New Chandigarh. And that is the end of this news bulletin.